The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
All right, guys, it is Wednesday night, and that red light is on. We are live. It's Bed and Bananas. I'm Dave Van Auken. To my left, the fight of the show, and maybe this show means a little bit more to her than maybe any before, Miss Elle Dawson. Elle, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week, but I'm super excited. This is going to be such a fun event, and just, yeah, it's going to be great.
I better know what your best bet is, your three-fight parlay. I better know everything. All right, talking about the heart and the soul of the show, maybe the heart and soul of Fight Bananas, the Mighty Quinn, Ryan, the Cornerman. How you doing, brother?
That was very flattering. Thank you very much. I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's a big event, you know, for the Dawson household, and, you know, we're obviously connected to you guys, so it's very special for us. Always love when Grant and Elle are fighting.
I know. It's cool, man. It's I feel like I'm, I don't know. It feels weird. It feels like I can't
you
even
feel like
wait.
You're fighting.
I know. I've been bulking up a little bit. I don't know if you guys can see a little bit. All right, here we go. Guys, UFC Vegas 80 Saturday night, Grant Dawson versus Bobby Green, lightweight division in the main event. Really good card. We got Drew Dober on the card. He's looking good in nice boots. We saw on a little IG story. We got some nice female fights on the prelims. A really good long card. They took a break last week. They got one more fight week, and then we got UFC 294. But let's get right into it. I think we'll talk a lot about probably Grant in his first main event. Let's start with best bet. Elle, ladies first. Let's start with your best bet on the board.
Dave said he better know what my best bet is. So I think you probably know it's going to be Grant Dawson to win inside the distance. So I stayed away from the submission, and I'll tell you why. But I will say, like, I was listening to Grant break down Bobby Green at Media Day today when people were asking him questions and stuff. And something he brought up that I think was a really good point is Green's best performances are against guys who kind of stand right in front of him and strike with him. He definitely doesn't have the highest level wrestling, but he has really great scrambles. And I think that's what's kept him safe enough to never be submitted. He's been knocked out. He's been TKO'd. He's never been submitted. So I think when we look at the stylistic advantage that Grant has here, it's not just going to be the wrestling itself, but it's going to be the control. If we go back and look at Bobby Green versus Clay Guida, for example, Clay got him down, managed to get him to the mat, but he didn't necessarily maintain good control. And Bobby Green was able to capitalize on that and create some scrambles. He's a slippery guy. Like, he's able to slip out of these spots. He's athletic. He's explosive.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
He's able to kind of maneuver out of some of those positions by just being Bobby Green. He does a lot of things kind of awkwardly. And so I think something that Grant's going to be able to do so, so well is throw in that body triangle, keep him down, and just staying on top and not allowing Bobby Green to start initiating those scrambles. Bobby Green's never been submitted. I absolutely think Grant can be the first one to do it, but I could also see him avoiding the chokes, and getting TKO'd here. So I'm going to stick with just inside the distance. I don't know exactly what the odds are on that. I was having trouble finding some of the props. But obviously, if you want to bet on Grant, it's better to go with the finish than the money line because he's such a big favorite at this point.
Wow. Very, very cool. That's a nice breakdown by L. Dawson on the main event. It's crazy. So, L, I don't think you were on this show, and I was sick 1 week, and then you were hurt 1 week, and we've kind of been off. I remember we had Rafael on, and we talked about what we thought the odds were going to be with Grant being in the first main event and Bobby Green, and we threw out 200, 250. Someone, I think even Rafael said three, and we're like, wow, 300 is a humongous favorite. Grant is up to, the last thing I saw was 440 this morning. That is out. That is a heavy, heavy favorite. You know, like just kind of talking about it, just being on the betting side of it, what's your, like, wow, Grant's a 440 favorite in a main event of a UFC fight card. That's pretty amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's huge. And I do think that people do overlook Bobby Green. And I will say something that Grant is not doing is he is not one of those people. Like, he is absolutely taking Bobby Green very seriously. But I do think he gets overlooked just because he's not in the rankings. But I like this spot for Grant. I think it's just such a good opportunity. Bobby Green has fought everybody. He's never shied away from these big spots and these big fights. And so he's such a big name. He has a great loyal fan base. And I think it's just a really cool opportunity for Grant's star power to just explode after he beats a guy like Bobby.
There we go. All right, the Mighty Quinn. Ryan, what is your best bet on the board for UFC Vegas 80?
I think that Grant is going to submit Bobby Green. I think that I think those scrambles will keep him safe early on in the fight. I think Grant will be imposing his will. I think Bobby's going to, you know, he's going to be able to avoid some distance in the first round a little bit. But overall, I think that Grant, before he submits him, is going to be on top of him for at least 10 minutes, where he's going to make Bobby wilt a little bit. Those 4 and 5 rounds, especially, you know, when you're getting up there in age, it could play a lot against a taxing, controlling grappler like Grant is. So that's how I have that fight going. I just really think that once Grant's on him in those scrambles, when you get tired, those scramblers tend to give up their back. Mm-hmm. And as we know, Grant has fantastic back control. Going to that choke, lights out.
There we go. All right. So best bet, Grant Dawson inside the distance, and then Grant Dawson via submission. We love it. All right, let's get into underdogs. There was a couple underdogs that I liked right off the bat, just looking through the card. I just looked at it around 15, 20 minutes ago. El, let's start with you. What's your best underdog bet on the UFC Vegas 80 this Saturday night?
I think I have to disagree. I didn't think there were a whole lot of good underdogs.
Okay.
I had a hard time like looking through the card. I was like, there's a couple where I was like, I could see it. Like there's some tough matchups. I think Vanessa Demopoulos, for example, has a real tough matchup, but she has a skill that could beat Murata. You know, I think there's a couple there, but there weren't a ton that I was super, super confident in. But I do actually really like Felipe Lins here against Jan Kutalaba. I think that anybody who can outlast Kutalaba for that first, like,
yeah,
three quarters of that first round has a really good chance of winning. And Lins has not, like, Felipe doesn't have a problem with his gas tank. He can go three rounds. He can push that pace. His two most recent wins are both by decision. He does have that finish. Two wins ago, he has the knockout over OSP. So he does have power. And I could see him finishing Kutalaba, but I'm not positive here. I think that kind of depends on how much Kutalaba gasses in the first round. Kutalaba is a shotgun. Like he's one shot or bust. If he hits, man, he hits hard. But if he misses, like that was his shot, and he's blown his wad, and he's just gonna come out for the second round completely worn out. And I think Lins is gonna use his length, and if he can stay safe for that first, you know, just that first round. Not even round and a half. That first, like half of the first round, I think he's solid. I think there's a lot of value in him here.
Is Lin's American top team guy, by the way?
He is.
Yep. Okay. All right.
So a lot of ATT guys this could weekend. Be a good day.
All right. I like that. I totally agree. And I think almost everyone agrees. If Holt gets him in the first 2-3 minutes, it's going to look awful as a pick. But if he gets past that, it's a lively, live dog. Ryan, the Cormier Quinn, what's your underdog play, UFC Vegas 80?
Felipe Lins over Jan Kutalaba.
Wow.
Because Felipe has pretty good boxing, but he has really good footwork. And I know he's worked his footwork a lot throughout his career. I know his striking coaches, obviously. And against somebody like Jan Kutalaba, who has really good wrestling, and I know I brought this up before, his mixed martial arts wrestling is not boxing and wrestling. It's boxing then wrestling. I mean, that little window where he pauses to go to the body locks, Felipe is going to create an angle, drop some bombs, or just jab and point his way to the victory. So I think Felipe looks good in that fight.
Like that. All right, we are really agreeing. I'm just going to throw this out there. Like I said, you sent me a great picture, L, earlier. I'm a huge Drew Dober guy. I would love to get Drew Dober even on Ben and Bananas, or if not, starting Tuesday night, we do have a new two-hour live show on this YouTube channel, Fight Banana Show. We would love to have Drew Dober on. But just throwing this out there, Ricky Glenn is tough as nails. He is a plus 330, 345 favorite. Just as a betting aspect, that's a big dog. That's a very, very big dog. I think, like I said, I'm picking Drew Dober to win the fight. But as a better, just as a fan out there to have some a live chance, Ricky Glenn's a tough guy. So just throwing that out there. Three fight parlay, L Dawson ticket. I don't know if you can put Dawson win. You know, you can have a couple Dawsons in there.
Dawson. Is that a thing?
Yeah. What's your three fight parlay for UFC Vegas 80?
So I'm going to start off by actually talking about Drew Dober. For the first leg of my parlay, I have Drew Dober knocking out Ricky Glenn. Okay. I agree with you. I don't think Ricky is not a tough guy. I think he absolutely is. But man, Drew just, he has the ability to KO anyone at any time. And I don't think the one KO loss to Matt Frivola says anything negative about Drew Dober. I think it just says how much better Frivola has gotten since moving to Ray Longo's gym and how much power he has in his hands. I just think Frivola just hits that hard. Because if we look at Dober's finishes over guys like Terrence McKinney, Bobby Green, and Rafael Alves, those are all like more dangerous fighters, in my opinion, than Ricky Glenn is. Glenn, he has a knockout, but he also has these huge, long layoffs in his career. He just has a career riddled with injuries and time off. And I don't think that the KO loss to Christos Yagos recently bodes well for him against a guy like Drew Dober, especially considering he is Yagos' only knockout in the UFC. And Yagos is not new to the UFC. He has two finishes. He has one Darce and one knockout. And he is Yagos' only knockout. I just think that this is just a tough, tough night for him. Drew has the ability to knock guys out, even in fights where I didn't necessarily think he was looking the best. Like when he finished Bobby Green, I thought Bobby was winning the fight, but it didn't matter because Drew just has that power. And he does such a good job pressing guys against the cage and landing there. If they start trading, I think he's going to win that battle. Second leg of my parlay, I have Joe Pyfer and Abdul Al-Hassan going over 1.5 rounds. I've been back and forth on this one, and I feel like it's kind of risky, but I'm really starting to like it the more I think about it. I wouldn't go any – if it was a two-and-a-half round, I would absolutely go under. I definitely think this fight will end in a finish. But I've seen a lot of people riding with Al-Hassan here, even though he's a really big dog, because he has some value and he has some power. Yeah. And Joe Pyfer has always he's gone into a lot of fights. He obviously had a tougher test against Mearshart this last time, but he hasn't really fought somebody that's super, super dangerous yet. And Al-Hassan is similar to him. Like he's got that early head kick KO over to Kiriko. He's a dangerous guy. I expect Pyfer to utilize his wrestling very early here. And I think that it will chew up some time on the clock because I think he's going to try and stay safe here early in the first round. And so I think we're going to get to the second half of that second round. And that's where I think somebody's going to get slept. I definitely think that happens, but I think it happens later than other people. I kind of toyed with the idea of Al-Hassan as an underdog, but this is such a hard fight to pick because they're both really dangerous guys and they're both a little bit newer. And then for my third leg of my parlay, I'm got to keep with the ATT theme. I'm taking Karolina Kovalkiewicz by decision over Deanna Belbita. I think Belbita has a pretty decent hole in her grappling, which is a very underrated area of Karolina's game. A lot of people don't realize how good her grappling is. She's super strong. She's just a mother effer on top. Like if she gets on top of you, it is so difficult to get her off. She's got great control. She hunts for submissions. She ties you up. Darius Danny handcuffs you. It's really, really hard to get her off of you. And I think that Belbita she won her last fight pretty much just throwing overhands, and Oliveira didn't really make a whole lot of great decisions or adjustments there. I think KK will just outclass her on the feet. She'll fit in for those takedowns when Belbita pressures really hard, trying to land that big overhand. And I think KK's too defensively sound on the feet for Belbita to land anything super damaging. I expect Carolina to take her time, pick her apart, and look for her openings for these takedowns. So I'm really liking the decision here for Carolina.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Is that the great Thiago Moises right there behind you?
In the fridge. Comes to hand.
It's all about that huge back.
A living legend, Thiago. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, how are you?
Doing good, my man. Doing good.
Sorry.
No, please. We'll have a cameo.
Why are you sorry?
What's your best bet,
Thiago? No, you brighten up the show. You brighten up the show. Good seeing you, my man.
Grant Dawson submission.
There you go. There's the best bet.
Grant Dawson submission. We like that. That's what Ryan said.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. I love that 3-5 parlay. So you got Dober KO over 1.5. That is risky because those guys are just absolute sluggers. Like,
I know. I have a good feeling.
I see what you're saying, too. Like, I almost think that both of them will respect the other one's knockout power. So they might be tentative. Like, the first round might be like horrible, or literally one guy might be asleep in 25 seconds. And then Carolina, yeah, I like that win a lot too. So, hey, that's a lively 3-5 parlay. Ryan Kornman Quinn, I think he nailed two out of his list 3-5 parlays. Uh-oh. He's been on fire here. Ryan, take it away, my man.
Ellie, you got to let me go first sometimes.
I'm so sorry. Are we all the same this week?
No way.
Well, Gutierrez and Jackson got postponed. So yep. That was on my – but anyway – all right. Well, I'll start in a different order. Let's see here. hold on here. Let me see how I can mix this up. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. I got Drew Dober knocking out Ricky Glenn. I just think that Drew, the funny thing is about, there's certain fights that like the Frivola fight, like he had a bad night. Yeah. You know, there's, the thing about MMA is like in baseball, the best batter can go 0-for-4 with all strikeouts one night, and then nobody bats an eye because they're like our season is our career, you know, or the fighters. But I think that Drew is just much more well-rounded. He's got heavy hands, like was mentioned, but also like Ricky's had problem with heavy-handed fighters before. If you look back with the which fight is it? Chris, I have it here. Yeah, Christos Gallegos. Like he just has problems against heavy-handed fighters, and he gets knocked out. Drew won't maybe knock him out in the first round. But Drew will mix it up to where that knockout is coming. So Drew's winning by knockout. Carolina Kolkiewicz over Diana by decision. I'm trying to think how I could say it differently, but like they're both on their way up. However, Carolina's her last three wins, she looks much more impressive.
Yeah.
I think that she's going to be able to point her on the feet and just have a really, I don't want to say coast, but she's really going to control this fight all the way to the final bell. And then the last one, let me see if I can mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like we can do American Top Team one. We can do Linz, Carolina, and Dawson. We can do the American Top Team parlay.
We have before. I'm just going to keep Grant in there with the submission over Bobby Green. That's what I'm going to do.
I didn't do the I'll do the numbers, and I'll make a post later in the week. So we got Dober as KO, same as L. We got Carolina with the decision, but then we put in Dawson via the sub. So that will spice it up. Guys, I like it. UFC Vegas, insane. Grant Dawson, L. Dawson's husband, both just absolute family here at Fight Bananas in the main event with a possibility of maybe a future UFC Hall of Famer against Bobby Green. You know, this match made was 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when we knew about it. And you look through the Tapology, Bobby Green has fought the who's who for the last 5 years in this division. He's fought, I think I counted around 5 or 6 UFC Hall of Famers or future UFC Hall of Famers. Great fight, great step up in competition, great matchup all around. Very, very cool. I guess we'll end it with this. L, you were with Grant all day with Media Day. Was there a really cool behind the scenes story or something fun that you can tell us? That's not giving out too much information.
It was a really cool, experience. I've never been to the Apex before. I've never been to a UFC Media Day before. So it was a lot of fun. I got to be in a We got our first UFC couple fighter portraits. That was, you know, that was fun being able to do that. But I mean, the official media day with all the different like media outlets asking questions, Grant got a chance to talk about two of our teammates. He got a chance to talk about Johnny Eblen and Yaroslav, and kind of just reiterating on that big of a stage how much he believes that both those guys would be champs in the UFC and how badly we all want to see them there. So everybody else in the world can understand what all the rest of us see. And I think it was just a really a cool opportunity, because he's been saying that in interviews, but they've been smaller interviews, you know, like now I think it's going to get out there. I think it's an unpopular opinion that people are going to get upset about, but I think it's cool that he's getting a chance to talk about his teammates like that in such a positive light.
That's awesome. I would assume immensely that Grant did miss Fight Banana is not there on media day. Like, that's just by far.
It was really disappointing. I thought you'd be there.
Yeah. Very true. Awesome.
Hey, there he is.
Talking about the devil. There you go. How you doing, Mr. Main Event?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Dude, you're looking like 156 pounds right now. I love it. We're breaking news right now.
Anybody need to do their laundry?
I know. Come on, we got kids watching. We got kids watching, Mr. Dawson.
We'll have to blur it.
Yeah, we got to put the blurry on it. Man, wishing you nothing but the best, brother. Be good, all right?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to our interview after the fight.
Absolutely. You know, maybe El told you, we have a brand new show Tuesday. You know, Ariel Helwani goes live during the day, Monday and Wednesday. Fight Bananas is doing it now on Tuesdays, 1 to 3 p.m. every Tuesday. We're going live for 2 hours. So you know what I mean? Maybe we'll have the main event winner live.
Yeah, I'll jump on there for sure.
Let's do it.
There we go. Awesome, brother. Hey, man. Appreciate you guys. Grant, nothing but the best. L, you're the best. Ryan, the cornerman, we'll talk to you guys very soon. Ben and Bananas, UFC Vegas, officially in the books. Man, crazy. Who would have thought when we started this show that we would have had, previewing Grant Dawson in a main event? But we did. This is something we've talked about, and we're here. Very, very cool, in a surreal moment for all of us. Ryan or L, any last words?
My bad, Ryan. I'm sorry I stole all your thunder today. I would have loved to hear your breakdown of Chris Gutierrez and Montel Jackson. I was excited for that fight. But alas, we'll have to wait for another week.
No, I'm just kidding. I had nothing today. And I was just like, well, funny you say that.
we'll mix it up next time. Ryan should go first.
No. Ladies first. It's totally fine.
It was funny. It was like, it's the Grant show. It is. It is what it is. Even like us on socials, it was just like, I'm just finding pictures of Grant and just posting them. It's the Grant show this week. I'm sorry.
Just like my footwork, I'm the anchor. So it's totally fine.
There we go, guys. Here we go. Ryan the Quarterman Quinn, the Ruthless L. Dawson. I'm Dave Van Auken. We'll see you guys next week. Sadiq Youssef versus Edson Barbosa, UFC Vegas 81.
All right.
See you guys then.